Hey everybody, this is the third episode of the Post to Post podcast with your hosts.
CNN, I'm Cal.
I'm Nick. And, it's Thursday, May 26th. And this past Sunday we went to Extreme Rules at the Prudential Center in...
What an event.
Newark, New Jersey. And man, hell of a time.
Right up there was pretty rough. It was my first time ever driving on the parkway and the turnpike. For all you people on the East Coast, you probably know what that is. I don't think anybody else would. It was my first time ever driving on there. We hit a little bump in the road because on the turnpike there was someone with a ticket that I had no idea what to do. So we literally had to pull over for like 10 minutes to figure out what to do.
FaceTime my parents and figure it out. But it all turned out well. It was a great event. Long ass ride. But, I mean, we got a box of Bootios and an AJ Styles shirt.
And then parking was the tough part.
Oh my god, parking was such a bitch.
Alright, so we prepaid for our parking.
Which is now...
Off limits.
Off limits and a big no-no for anyone going to the Prudential Center, in my opinion.
Here's the thing. We prepaid for our parking. Like, we knew, like, our lot and stuff. I even saw it on Google Maps. I could not find the thing at all. Like, we asked, like, three different people. We pulled into this one parking lot because Nick here thought it was right in there, which I actually
That's what Google Maps said.
Yeah, and then the dude who was, like, taking tickets, it was this Indian dude, and you're just like, oh, no, you're in the wrong one. Just go behind that red building over there, and it'll be right there. Then we go behind that red building. There's nothing there. So we loop all the way back around to there. Some person directing traffic was just like, where are you guys at? I was like, yeah, can you show us how to get there? He's like, okay, make a right, and then make another right. I'm like, okay, cool, thank you. So we make the second right, and that leads us into a one-way into this really, like, I want to say, like, slummed down, like, area.
Yeah.
Parking lot. And then, like, lady was collecting tickets, too. I was like, yeah, I think we're in the wrong place again. Can you show us where to go? She's like, she was, like, real nasty and stuff, like, in my opinion. She was just,
I don't think she was nasty, but I mean, like, you're in Newark, which is a bad town to begin with, and you're dealing with wrestling fans,
like,
for the second part. I don't blame her for being nasty.
Like, she, like, thought we were from this area. I'm like, do we look like we're from this area? Besides, if we weren't from this area, then we wouldn't ask you.
Yeah.
She was just like, I was...
Like, if we were from this area, we would have been in the arena already, because we would have freaking walked.
Yeah, Yeah, so she told us to take another right, and I'm just like, not the one on Market Street, which was the name of that street. He's like, no, if you do that, you're gonna get a ticket. I'm just like, okay, I didn't know that. You don't need to be a bitch about it. And with that one way, it became basically a two-way zone, because everybody was getting, like, pulled out and stuff.
Anyway, to finish the story off, we just found a parking lot. We paid again for parking, which kind of really sucked.
I was just like, to the dude... Like, we even asked him, like, where are we supposed to go? He's like, oh, no, you have to go over there. I'm like, well, we're having a hard time.
Yeah, can we just park here?
For like, yeah, I'll pay you up front,
man. We'll pay you.
I'll pay you up front. Here you go.
And it was right across from the Prudential Center, which apparently was supposed to be where we parked, but oh well. You know what, Cal? And now that I think about it, we should call that place up and see if we could get a refund. That's what my mom told me.
I don't care anymore.
I don't know. It's $48 really bucks. It could buy us a new game.
we only paid 30. It was 60 in total with the tax, but I mean, like,
well,
cool.
I mean,
whatever.
I still think I'm gonna call sometime.
My job, I can probably make that money back.
Yeah,
in a day.
But I mean, like,
actually, no, I probably made that money back like by now. So
like next week when we have more time, we'll do it probably.
Well, hopefully, I don't know. I threw away the ticket, so yeah, I don't think it's really worth it. All right, now coming off Extreme Rules.
There's a bunch of news.
We basically screamed our face off for one man, and that man is...
Seth Rollins.
The pop for him was so unreal, and that officially marked his return to WWE TV. Like, literally, my voice was lost for maybe, like, 2 days straight.
Yeah, I've never heard him scream louder in my life. It was crazy.
I mean, like, I heard he was backstage there, but I wasn't actually expecting him to be there.
Well, I read earlier... that day that he was booked for Raw and he was booked for SmackDown. So I was like, okay, he might return tonight.
But
so.
It was just, like, I wasn't expecting it at all. I was very...
Yeah, I was really happy.
And the thing with my voice, like, I could talk normally, but I couldn't, like, speak, like, very, like...
Yeah, like,
I couldn't,
we
like,
were very
high.
Quiet on the ride home.
And I never booed Roman Reigns so much more in my
yeah,
life.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I just loved the chant where we were just like, let's go, AJ, Roman sucks.
Yeah, and then he does, he went for what looked like a razor's edge, and he turned it into a powerbomb, and then the whole place started going, you still suck, you still suck. Oh, it was so funny.
That was a great crowd.
I still think the crowd at NXT was better, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah, because NXT is, like, that, real wrestling fans. Like,
that was a very special crowd.
I mean, we were in Asbury Park, so it was basically like an all-Jersey crowd, but with the Convention Center, that was for everybody from basically New York and Philadelphia, and, like, right in the middle.
It was great. We had a great time. We have to get on with the news, because we have things to do.
A lot of things to do. All right, so, another return happened on WWE this week, which I'm...
And it's not soft.
Enzo Amore returned to TV. I'm very pissed he didn't return at Extreme Rules.
I'm happy that he returned anyway.
Oh,
nonetheless.
We all are, but like... I mean, like, why wouldn't you return to
That was the funniest thing that happened Monday, was Enzo's return. And I watched it again.
A concussion is a hot sneeze, a chew.
Like, it was so funny. I watched it before I went to the gym today. Again. It was great.
It was so great. I'm still pissed he didn't return to Extreme Rules. Like, well, I mean, New Jersey's his home state.
And he's been in Jersey all week. Like, because I follow him on Instagram, which doesn't have. He's been everywhere in, like, his hometown.
Yeah.
And
I think he's from, like, that upper northern area. Yeah. Like, Newark and stuff. Mm-hmm. Which is, like, really...
But, well, yeah, because I was reading a while back that he lives, like, he could go outside his house and right across is New York and, like, the Empire State Building.
Oh, wait. Oh, I think that was in his WWE audition video.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. It's really weird seeing him without the really long hair and full-on beard. It was hilarious, but...
Anyway, another fantastic wrestler is supposed to be returning to action very soon. Hideo Itami, also known as Kenta in his younger days, should be returning soon, and I'm very happy about it.
I never really seen much of his stuff. I just saw, like, his stuff from, like, the takeovers and stuff when he was wrestling.
Yeah, I saw very little of him, but what I did see of him I really did like, and one thing I'll never forget hearing about him is Daniel Bryan wrestled him years back in, I think, Ring of Honor. No, not Ring of Honor. Why did I say that?
Some indie promotion.
Some promotion, and he said Kenta kicked him so hard in his ear and head, he can't hear the same out of his one ear.
Wait,
like,
really?
To this day. Like, he has hearing problems in one of his ear because of how hard Kenta kicked him. And the running knee he kind of took from Kenta as well.
Literally, so. Shinsuke Nakamura versus Hideo Itami.
Yes,
Tommy,
so
Tego,
much, yes.
Take over Brooklyn, if that's possible.
Hideo Itami, I've been wanting him to be NXT champion for a long time. Ever since Owens was NXT champion.
And a funny fact with Enzo is that... with Hideo is that apparently he's been injured more than he actually wrestled.
Mm-hmm.
He's been injured for like...
13 months.
I still can't believe that with that shoulder injury, like, you're out for that long. Like, fuck, who had a shoulder injury and came back recently?
It was Cena. It's Cena, isn't it?
Oh, that actually leads right in our next topic.
Yeah, and also, coming from my days amateur wrestling in high school, I got a shoulder problem, subluxation, I believe it was called. It's like a half dislocation. Shoulder's still not the fucking same. Like, it still hurts sometimes.
Whenever I pat Nick's shoulder, he's always like, ow, not
I mean,
that
like,
shoulder.
I could literally go and kind of look at me. Did you see that movement in my arm?
Oh, yeah, I could see
that's
you.
Me popping my shoulder out and going back in. It sucks. I know what shoulder injuries are like. I had to go to therapy for it. It really does suck. And I mean... Whenever I hear somebody in WWE who's getting a shoulder injury, I just feel really bad for them because I know what they're going through. But going back to John Cena, he's rumored to win the U.S. title when he comes back, and I actually said that like last episode.
Don't bury Rusev twice.
Don't bury him twice. Just
God, just have Rusev lose at the freaking Kalisto again.
I don't know.
John Cena can bury Kalisto happily.
I think Cena should start a program with Styles.
Well, I've been waiting for that for years.
But maybe Cena wins the title, and then Styles wins the title from Cena.
They won't do that.
I don't know.
They won't do that, I'm sad to say.
Because Rollins is headed back into the title picture, what's left for AJ right now.
Well, too bad. Rollins will not win that. Easy.
Yeah.
All about the reigns. But
also, I don't think you have this down anywhere on here. I don't know. Monday after Raw, they're doing a 24 on Rollins' return.
No, that's happening this week. No, dude, last Monday was the tell-all podcast.
Yeah, I know. Next Monday after Raw,
I thought you said this. Monday after Raw.
No. What? Next Monday after Raw, they're doing a WWE 24 special on Rollins' return. Like,
I'm watching that.
Yeah, I'm definitely watching that too. I saw a preview of it today.
Oh, I didn't see any previews. I just heard it was happening. I need to see this.
I can't wait to see it.
Favorite wrestler on the roster right now. I need to see how he comes back. And he literally up Cena's return. Like, Cena was the most high return. Then you see Seth Rollins was just
really happy Rollins returned before Cena.
Oh, yeah. But I'm honestly surprised. I thought they were going to capitalize
over Cena. Happy Cena's coming back anyway.
Oh, yeah, of course.
The shows haven't been the same without him, honestly. Like, I prefer him over Reigns any day. Just because I'm so used to Cena.
And too bad.
And you know, Cena could actually put on a good match here and there.
And too bad, he's going to bury one of the people I think is most underrated wrestler on the roster.
Machka.
Yes, Machka. We were screaming all day on Sunday.
Yeah, I was screaming Machka so much.
Like, literally, like, whenever Rusev, like, did a move, he was just like, Machka!
Machka! It was so funny. Anyway, at Money in the Bank,
WWE is considering adding a women's Money in the Bank ladder match.
Which I'm so totally for, and I think I did mention that last...
Oh, I think we mentioned it numerous times, but...
Yeah, I'm down for it.
I mean, I heard it's most likely not going to happen, but who knows?
I'm down for it.
Plans could change. Like, and I think there deserves to be a women's Money in the Bank champion.
Have it be a white briefcase.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Like, there's no reason why it, like, shouldn't...
Yeah, like...
I'm like, I don't even care the match.
They have a lot of women's wrestlers now, you know? And they could even put some NXT talent in there.
Like, I mean, like, they... Like, I don't care if the match is sloppy or not, but I think there deserves to be a women's Money in the Bank champ. Like, actually,
the last ladder match we've seen with women, back then it was Divas, I think it was TLC, Laycool.
No, I thought it was a tables match. Yeah, that was a tables match.
I thought that was a TLC match.
No, I'm pretty sure it was a tables.
Yeah, I remember Layla going through a table.
Because it was a tables match.
Yeah, but I thought it was a TLC match.
Actually, I got some looking up, too. I believe it was a tables match.
I'm not sure.
I honestly don't remember that. I don't remember that pay-per-view well.
Anyway, end of the story. We don't have a lot of quote-unquote extreme women's matches.
Maybe some between Lita and Trish Stratus, but I don't know. Yeah. I didn't grow up in that time. Way before our era.
So, this next rumor, you're going to have to explain to me, because I did not read up on this.
All right.
I think I read up on it, but I just don't remember.
All right, so basically what happened, the next rumor is Neville's obviously going to be returning anytime soon now, which I'm very happy for. One of my favorites on the roster today. His rumor plans are basically going to be putting him in the IC title picture and stuff.
Okay, that's what it was.
Like, the thing is, I could see him coming back in Money in the Bank, because let's face it, Miz doesn't have anybody to face anymore. All of his opponents at Extreme Rules, like all his challengers, they're all in the Money in the Bank, so basically, like, Miz has nobody to face.
I'm good for it. I'm fine with Neville being an IC champion.
Just have him as a surprise return. Like, have, like, Miz being like, let's see, I have nobody to face for this title. I'm not going to compete at the Money in the Bank. Catch you all later. Shane or Stephanie come down and be like, yeah, that's not happening. Somebody will face you this Sunday, and you're not going to find out until then. Then just hear Neville's music hits and be like, yes, I've been waiting for this moment for, like, 6 months. And then with Neville, he's apparently advertised for an upcoming tour in the Philippines this September, so he might be the IC champion by then, or he might even be, like, a sort of, like, a promotable attraction by them.
Yeah.
I don't think he was promotable at all, whatsoever.
Now, there's a possible opponent for Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam, but I forgot who it was. Because I'm...
It was going to be the...
Half a dumbass today.
It was going to be... It's going to be Bray Wyatt as the rumored match.
Oh,
which,
yeah.
It was going to happen to WrestleMania, but apparently that changed, which I think was for the better because... You know, this phase, like, nobody's going to pay to see Brock versus Bray Wyatt at WrestleMania. Like, they're going to pay to see Dean versus Brock Lesnar. However, that was a half-assed match. Wasn't fun at all.
I don't know what the hell they're doing with Wyatt, and I don't know what the hell they're doing with Lesnar, but I can honestly say save Wyatt Lesnar for a network special, which we should be getting anytime.
I don't think it's going to be it.
But, I mean, I don't want to see Bray Lesnar, really.
I mean, I'm okay with it. If they book the rivalry right, then I'll be okay with it. Like, they literally had it perfectly booked for me. It'll be like, Wyatts are basically destroying, like, all the giants of WWE. Bray would be like, there's only one giant we haven't beat, and that's the beast, Brock Lesnar. Like, they literally could have booked that rivalry.
Yeah, but
so
I think Brock would beat him.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like,
I really think Brock would beat him.
Because Brock would bury the shit out of him, and I would not be happy, because I like Bray Wyatt. Amazing at his promo skills. Amazing. Alright, so...
He's no Paul Heyman.
Oh, he's shit without Paul Heyman, but... Alright, so, moving on. Survivor Series 2016 is going to be taking place in, believe it or not, Canada for the first time since the Montreal Screwjob. They're going to do some of that Screwjob again.
Oh, yeah.
And Michael Cole's going to be telling us how the Chicago Screwjob changed the face of women's history. It's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
I don't know when the exact date is, I forgot, but all I know is that it does not affect the Oakland Raiders Sunday Night Football game in September, which I'm very happy about.
What was the main...
Of
last year's Survivor Series?
It was Reigns and Ambrose for the vacant title.
Oh, fuck.
I didn't even see that pay-per-view, I don't want to.
I hate how people say, oh, Survivor Series is like the... third or fourth best pay-per-view of the year. It's really not. I don't...
Yeah, it is, dude. I don't know. In my opinion, I think it is.
I don't...
Last year's was booked horribly.
Yeah, like, the last good Survivor Series I remember, besides Sting's debut, was Cena versus DX.
Cena versus Triple H. I was about to say that. I'm like, that was
Cena
my...
versus Triple H versus Shawn for the title. And I so wanted Shawn to win. I really wanted Shawn Michaels to win that match.
They booked that really weird for the championship matches. They basically had Undertaker versus Jericho at the time, and they had John Cena versus DX. So I was just like, this is weirdly booked, and I actually like this. I was only like, I want to say like 11 at the time. I was just like, this is pretty good. That's when wrestling was cool back then, and now I can say it's officially cool again. It's always fun. All right. So, with everything lately, there's been a call-up of Apollo Crews that I don't think is right, in my opinion. I don't think he's ready or anything. And apparently, like, the reason why you're seeing him, like, acting like dead weight is because, like, they basically don't have any big plans for him. Like, honestly, like, what can you do with him? He's just a smiling black man. He literally is. Like, on Monday, he didn't sell the beatdown that Sheamus gave him at all. It was, I don't know. I just don't think he's ready, to be honest.
I think he's ready because he's been doing it for a while. Just that
doesn't have a character.
They're not giving him any opportunity to show some character because they haven't put him in a rivalry.
They never gave him a character. That's the thing. Like, even in NXT, they didn't give him a character.
You know, I'm sure we're gonna get to this. I think I don't fucking know. But if Stardust was still around, I think that could have been a decent feud.
Pre-show matches 24/7.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, who's there for Apollo to fight?
There's nobody.
Yeah.
Like, he's just exactly. like what I said. He's smiling black man. He literally is. Like, he literally nonstop smiling until he's like actually steps foot in the ring. And with his call up, apparently he actually thought it was an April Fool's joke because they told him on April Fool's Day that he was gonna be going with the main roster. He thought it was a joke, and apparently, like, oh no, this is real.
It's so freaking funny.
Apollo actually, like, started, like crying and stuff, like tears of joy.
Mm-hmm.
Saying that he, like, never felt anything like that in his entire life. Like, honestly, he really should have been an April Fool's joke. He's not ready yet. he's 100% not ready. Like, I don't want him on here yet.
I think he's ready. He just needs to be put in the right feud.
In ring wise, yes, but he needs to work on his promo skills. He needs to work on everything.
Well, there's nobody to manage him because they released half their fucking managers.
There's no right manager to fit him. Like, do you really think Zeb Coulter could manage freaking Apollo Crews? He would be racist towards him. Because Zeb Coulter is a racist fuck.
I don't know.
There's nothing to do with Apollo. He's not ready. Just send his ass back to NXT. I'll be happy. I would say beat up Alex Riley, but sadly he's gone now too.
Yeah, well. All Randy right. Orton and his wife, new wife, that is, are expecting a baby girl in November.
Good for Orton,
but Orton said on Twitter when people were congratulating him, he's returning very, very soon.
Honestly, I think they're going to save him for Money in the Bank. I mean, like, let's face it, like, they actually do have now, you know, spoiler alert, I don't care. They have one open spot after Alberto Del Rio beat Zack Ryder to qualify for the Money in the Bank, which I was expecting. So I think they're going to save him for Money in the Bank, if anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because why the hell not? I mean, Money in the Bank is already stacked out as it is, so, like, why not add more?
Yeah.
Add more, I can't think of the word, like, add more, like...
Spice. Flavor.
Add more lighter fluid to the fire.
Okay.
That's what I'm going with.
Okay.
Now, going back to Extreme Rules.
Remember how I said earlier, after Roman hit the Razor's Edge powerbomb, when the whole fucking place started chanting, "You still suck, you still suck."
Funniest moment of the night.
Bubba Ray Dudley is not happy with that chant.
Aw, oh, come on. It's the thing with Reigns is it's fun to chant shit at him.
Yeah, it really is. Like, he's a cool guy. Like, I respect him, of course.
He's not a bad guy. He's not a good guy. He's
oh
a cool
my God,
guy.
Shut up.
He's a cool guy.
But it's just so fun.
He basically tweeted out, like, "I don't appreciate any of this." I'm like, "Well, we don't care. We just boo him. We just boo him for fun. We don't boo him, like, to make fun of him." Like, the thing with Roman's character, like, he doesn't care if you boo him or not.
Yeah.
And in probably real life, he doesn't care to be like, "Yeah, you may boo me. Who's making a bigger paycheck,
yeah,
assholes?"
Yeah, right?
Like, I respect that with him, like... Mm-hmm. Like, unlike Cena, like, he actually makes fun of himself, which is, like, hilarious. But, I don't know, it's like, what the... Like, just, like, have some fun, like, it's the fans, and you're in a... And you're basically in a New York, New Jersey, and you're in a Philly crowd, so...
Yeah.
You're gonna be expected to have, like, booze chant at you and everything.
So, Kevin Owens, who's probably one of my favorite, if not the favorite on the roster right now. And favorite to win Money in the Bank, even though I've heard multiple things about Ambrose winning.
I wouldn't mind that, but...
I wouldn't mind it either. I just want Owens to win.
I mean, Ambrose does deserve a title shot.
Oh, yeah, he deserves
it. After the push he's been having, he definitely deserves a title shot, without a doubt.
But,
the interesting fact about Owens is, apparently he's the second ever superstar to appear on every single pay-per-view within his first year, which is pretty incredible on
and
his part. The first was Undertaker.
But Owens has beat that because he has wrestled at every event. Undertaker appeared at one and then wrestled the others.
Oh, that's what happened?
Yes, that's what happened. Oh. So Owens now holds the record for that fact. I don't know. I mean,
same with Charlotte. I mean, like, Charlotte, I think, is the first woman to win every pay-per-view match within her first year,
mm-hmm.
which I think is very impressive for a woman. Like, I mean,
a
I'm not really...
a wrestler, Cal.
You get what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not really a huge fan of Charlotte, but, I mean, good for her. I mean, she's underrated, to say the least, but
mm-hmm.
not really somebody I'm going to be like, "Oh, I love her to death." Like, yeah, she's decent enough to, like, make me, like, interested.
Yeah. Hey, Cal.
Yeah.
Want to see Ryborg in the Impact Zone?
Oh, my God. That was such a weird tweet. I think he tweeted that out during Extreme Rules, like...
Funny. Ryborg.
Freaking Ryborg. Like, I mean, I could easily see the guy going to TNA and stuff, but... Like, you really need to tweet out Ryborg?
He'll get that fucking world title within a month.
Oh my god. They literally have no idea what they're doing with the talent still. Like, they gave McIntyre the title, and now they're just having him face Bobby Lashley. Oh yeah, and with Ryback, he's basically not talking to WWE anymore. They're just letting his contract expire now.
Yeah, they're not doing another problem like they had with Punk. They said, no,
yeah,
we're just not going to talk to you. Let your contract run out. Have a happy life.
Which I really don't care about. I'm not really a fan of Ryback. And speaking of releases, Adam Rose has finally been released. I easily saw it coming from a mile away.
Go back to the first episode. If you haven't checked it out, you know where to find it.
All right. And here comes probably the saddest news of the whole episode. Cody Rhodes has been released from WWE after almost 10 years.
And he requested his release because he just doesn't like the way things are going for him within the company, you know. He said multiple times that he wanted to go back to Cody Rhodes, and WWE kept pushing it off and pushing it off, and it never happened, so...
Like, honestly, you should have made Stardust that be, like, Intercontinental Champion at least, like,
Cody Rhodes wants to be Cody Rhodes, and he wants to wrestle as Cody Rhodes, and that's what Cody Rhodes is gonna do. End of story. You know? I love Cody Rhodes. He's one of my favorites.
I'm surprised they didn't, like, actually give him, like, a mega push. Like,
they should have. That man should have had the title.
Like, even as he was Sandow, like, he should have been world champion, but except instead he was reduced to a tag team with Goldust, which I honestly
I don't know.
I didn't mind that at all.
I didn't mind
that at all.
When we talk about the second biggest thing, I will bring Cody back up. But anyway, thank you, Cody, for all the years. You're beginning with legacy
I mean his basically his beginning was
with Hardcore Holly. Yeah, I know. Well, but
we weren't around for that.
To me, his beginning was legacy.
Yeah, well, to us at least. For other people, I was
rooting for Cody to win the Triple Threat at WrestleMania 26.
I totally expected Orton. Without a doubt, it was going to be Orton. Cause
yeah, but
useless face taking up baby face time.
I love Cody Rhodes. Every gimmick he had, you know, he just did it so well. Even Stardust, you know, even though
that could have worked out easily.
It could have, but and I thought the Golden Truth when they debuted a few weeks ago, I really thought that's how they were bringing Cody back because they did it for months and like the promos for Golden Truth ran for months and that could have been WWE figuring out what to do with Cody, and then after all those months, have Golden Truth not work out, and then Goldust just gets Cody back as his tag team partner. I wish they did that.
Actually, going back to, like, Cody's character and stuff, apparently he was actually going to turn back to Cody the night after Mania, but I don't know why they scrapped that plan. I mean, basically that whole show was an IWC show. Like, they easily could have done it, but I don't get why they didn't.
Yeah.
I think, like, a couple weeks after that, he was, quote-unquote, feuding with Apollo, but...
And there were rumors that Cody and Goldust walked out of SmackDown tapings, but they did not. Cody confirmed they did not walk out.
Ugh. And then Goldust was actually asked if he was going to leave WWE.
And Goldust staying around. God bless him.
I'm actually kind of happy, because I want to see how Golden Truth progresses.
Yeah, they need to...
Like, literally that video package they made for Golden Truth was honestly beautiful. Like,
yeah.
Like, this... Like, I actually thought for the longest month, like, this whole thing meant nothing. But then they put that video package together. I was like, I almost cried. It was so beautiful. Like, I could see them... I think I could see them winning tag team titles at least once. But definitely not at this point. Definitely not at this point. New Day's on top of the world. They can't. They 100% can't. And with Cody Rhodes, another release happened, and I'm honestly very sad about this. Eden got released, who was Cody Rhodes' wife.
She was probably the best ring announcer that company had.
Oh, she was.
I love Eden.
Lillian Garcia was only good for announcing the Mexican people.
Yeah, like, Kevin Owens is sad that Eden left because nobody could hit the Owens.
Owens.
Like Eden could.
Literally, she was the best ring announcer they had. I like everything I saw.
Yeah.
I can't believe she's leaving too. This is like CM Punk when it's like AJ when CM Punk left. Mm-hmm. Like you have to follow your husband everywhere.
Yeah, it's sad.
Like why does the wife have to leave if the husband leaves? I don't get it.
Anyway, that's enough of Cody. End it all off. I said it before. I'll say it again. Thank you, Cody, for everything.
Actually, no, let me say it again. 3, 2, 1. Thank you, Cody. I don't know why I do that. I just want to do it.
Every gimmick, as I said. He just did it so well. One of my all-time favorites on the roster. The freaking moonsault off the steel cage, I think, was.
I remember.
Wasn't it? Oh, no, my God. That was... beautiful.
Oh yeah, that was.
No, he tweaked his knee. That was the brother. During it. Oh, I love that.
Who are they facing? Are they facing the Shield or the Usos?
Either Usos or.
Oh hell! Even the New Age Outlaws were attacking at that point. We had a title reign in 2014 with them.
Not really sure.
It was amazing.
Anyway, Kurt Angle, who's one of the greatest of all time.
And I'm pretty sure one of your favorites, right?
I don't want to say one of my favorites, but I mean, I have a lot of respect for him for everything he's done. He's had great matches, you know. He knows how to put over talent when need to be done. And it's kind of sad that he won't be back in WWE to wrestle.
He's probably not going to come back is because... basically, like, the work ethic of how WWE goes now, like, it's basically, like, too, like, quick for him to keep up with, because, I mean, like, let's face it, like, he's older than me, and I think he could be retired by now.
Yeah,
like, he definitely has all the money in the world to retire.
I think he should come back and only do the once-a-year thing.
Oh, I'm down with that.
Like Taker does, or even though Taker's done a little bit more than once a year this past year and a half.
Which is pretty impressive for his
age, and at least. Taker, like... yeah, he's gained a little bit of weight, but he's in good shape. Like, Taker's moving and looking better than he did back at WrestleMania 29, which I still say is one of his sloppiest matches.
Oh, I like that match. I was in that crowd for that match.
But I still say Punk carried him through that entire match. Punk carried Taker's ass.
I watched that match 2 months ago, and I didn't really... honestly, I forget.
I thought Taker was going to die in that match, really. I thought he was going to have a heart attack and croak.
I mean, it was basically the match of the
night. 30 was a little better, it was basically the match of the
night. Well, 30 was freaking horrible.
30 was better than 29.
I didn't think so, but... like, honestly, like, literally, the match of 29 between him and Punk, like, that was really, like, one of my dream matches, like... because, like, they were basically my two favorite people in the company at that time. Mm-hmm. And just seeing them fight was, like...
I love Punk's promos during that.
Oh, that whole rivalry was built well.
The Paul Bearer parts were great.
Oh, that was freaking weird. Remember how Paul Heyman actually dressed up as him?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, wait a minute.
Paul Bearer was dead during this time. Don't forget.
Oh, yeah. He just died at that time. Mm-hmm. I forgot how that rivalry was built. I mean, it's been... I can't believe it's been 3 years now that I actually went there.
So, getting to NXT, there's a reason why some of the top NXT stars have not been called up to the main roster, and it's a very understandable one.
Just touring issues and all that stuff. Mm.
And they also don't have that many big stars.
Yeah,
which, like, I can agree with, because ever since Owens and Zayn...
Nah, I would say since, like, this year. This year was the big... up. This year was, like, the big, like, loss.
I really don't, you know... there's not that many other super big-name talents.
I mean, they...
besides Nakamura, Aries, and...
possibly EY, when he...
EY, will he, James Storm, if he ever debuts.
He's staying in TNA.
I mean, Bobby Roode, sorry.
He hasn't signed yet either, but I believe they will, from what I've been hearing. Well, I mean, they got They got Itami coming back soon. So yeah. That adds a little more
And
fire.
This also leads to the next thing. Triple H revealed that NXT TakeOver Revenge is now named NXT TakeOver The End, which is very cryptic, very weird. I don't know why Hunter has named it that. What do you think?
Well, I mean, well, Revenge wasn't the real name. I think that's what... That's basically what the internet was referring to as. I don't think WWE actually, like, made sure, like, the name was Revenge.
I don't
know. Wikipedia said Revenge, and a lot of other sites were saying Revenge, but WWE didn't confirm it, which I honestly would have... honestly like Revenge better than The End.
Yeah.
Like what does The End mean? Like, yeah, the end of the end of Finn Balor and NXT, the end... Or the end of NXT in general.
Yeah, and a Balor and a Bayley. Bayley's not even wrestling there, I don't even think.
Oh, she's not even going to be the next TakeOver.
Like, the end of what?
Like, I don't... This like, makes... Like, oh no, they might be a part of the draft.
Which we'll get to.
Oh, God. And I'm sad I freaking said that. I wanted to keep that a surprise. I wanted to be so happy about it. But
anyway,
It's gonna be really weird what The End is actually gonna mean. Like,
yeah.
I would have taken Revenge because basically, like, all the matches there are basically revenge matches. Like, mm-hmm. You have Finn Balor versus Samoa Joe.
Like,
four.
Why shouldn't it be called Revenge?
And plus, you have and you have Revival taking on American Alpha for the second time.
Yeah.
So I mean, like, why not just name Revenge? But if it was Bayley versus Asuka, then it would be called NXT TakeOver Revenge. But sadly, Bayley would not be there. And spoiler, Nia Jax is going to be facing Asuka, which will be a very interesting match, to say the least.
I don't care. I hope Asuka freaking retains that title. Nia Jax. I really don't.
It's going to be an interesting match, to say the least. Like, when was the last time you saw two monsters fighting over a title? You know who it will be. Just, like, think.
What?
Think of the last time you saw two monsters fighting over a title. Back in 2011. It has to ring a bell for you.
Show and Henry?
Yep. It's been that long since we ever had, like, two monsters fighting over a title.
Now, yeah, monsters as in... you lost me.
Just, like, big people. Like,
I know, who are you referring to,
like,
though?
Show Henry.
I know, but, like, what are you referring that to?
Like, this is basically what it's, like, having, like, right now. Like, you got, like, two monsters fighting over a title. Like, this could go either way.
What? Nia Jackson, Asuka?
Hell yeah. They're freaking...
Asuka's... skinny-ish.
I mean, she's, like, basically in ring-wise, she's a fucking monster. Like, that's what I'm referring to. I was like, I'm not calling either lady big or anything. I'm just saying, like, they're, like, two, like, powerful...
They had me confused.
They're two powerful women fighting over this title, which could honestly... Which could pretty much go either way.
They had me confused.
It's gonna be pretty interesting, to say the least. Like, I'm sort of looking forward to that match, sort of not, because, I mean, let's face it, like, Nia Jax, I don't think is... She's not really that good.
Yeah.
But, who knows?
Talking about women's wrestlers, so Sasha Banks was injured in a freak accident at a live event. And this, I was laughing my ass off when I read this. A referee in one of her matches at a live event kneed her straight in the fucking temple.
So, like, the person who's trying to help Sasha, like, out of this injury, apparently injures her in the process.
God.
You are ruining talent. This is why we have an injury-plagued locker room. It's the referees.
Like,
it's
a knee straight to the temple.
I want to see a video of it.
Yeah.
There has to be a video of it. Oh, I'll be laughing my ass off once I see the video.
Anyway.
Continue on TNA's misfortunes, as we've been talking about for the past weeks. There were rumors that the channel that TNA is on called Pop TV... That there were rumors about it, like, not being on there anymore. But apparently that's not the case anymore, since apparently they have, like, big contract with them. Like, they are so downhill. Like, they're literally having rumors of them not even having their show on a network anymore.
I bet it's gonna get canceled anyway.
It definitely will, without a doubt. It definitely will.
We talked about Ryback possibly signing with TNA, but that's gonna happen in months from now because of WWE being... bastards about their talent signing new contracts with new promotions. Talking about talent in promotions, Punk's possibly debuting in UFC soon, which we went over last time, I believe. Who knows when this man's going to debut?
I want to say, like, July or something.
I think July. I think, as I said last episode, UFC 200 is the perfect time for Punk to debut. It'll get... The show's going to get many, many views as it is already. And with Punk debuting it, it'll just be another draw for it. You know?
It's going to be weird seeing him in another company that's not WWE.
Anyway, we gotta hurry it up here. Kane, Glenn Jacobs, is quote-unquote seriously considering about running for mayor of Knox County in Tennessee.
He's pulling a freaking rhino right now.
And, Cal, you did know that Kane was a big politician, right?
I actually did not know that until I read this article.
I knew it a few years ago. He appears on, like, a lot of news shows to talk about the politics.
Oh, really?
And so, like, he's huge into it.
I didn't really know that. Like, when I read this article, I'm like, wait, Kane's actually into this stuff?
And
it was the same thing with Rhino.
It'd be an interesting story, too. Like, if
same thing with Rhino. I didn't know he was into politics.
If he could remain contracted with WWE and do a short story, he could be like, yeah, I burnt the town down, have a little shades of old Kane, and, like, him just going crazy, and there will be, like, a fake video of the town burning. It could be so funny.
It's so... I can't see him running a town. I mean, like, this is Kane we're talking about, the big red machine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't even know what to
think. No, I think he knows what he's talking about.
I mean, hopefully he does. Like,
go for it.
Like, when I heard Rhino was doing this, I'm just like, wait, Rhino's into this too? I don't know how this is going to end. Is the world going to be taken over by WWE?
Monday on Raw, I think one of the best promos we got besides Rollins, and a lot of people will probably disagree on me with this.
Like me, myself.
Charlotte. I think she had a very well-written promo for Monday's Raw. Yeah, she might not be able to talk that great, but I think her promo was written very, very well, and, you know, she performed
she
it
can't
okay.
She performed sentences well. That's the main reason why I'm thinking it sucked. But the man she basically, like, trash-talked in her promo, her own dad, Ric Flair. We haven't seen the end of Flair yet. He's apparently still with WWE after that thing. We don't know what the hell he's going to be doing. You have an idea, and I want to hear you say it again to get me more pissed at you.
For the next few months, or for the next month, actually, no, let me take that back. Next week, Flair will come out and disrupt Charlotte in one of her matches, or that could possibly lead her to losing the championship to somebody. I don't know who, but I think Flair's going to manage Sasha Banks for the next few months leading into SummerSlam or Battleground.
Yeah.
And have it be Sasha with Rick versus Charlotte, and have Rick do a double turn on Sasha, and it's another way the dirtiest player in the game and the second dirtiest player in the game retain the women's championship. I kind of form those sentences pretty badly, but I don't care.
I just can't see, like, the whole Sasha thing, like, Rick being with Sasha. Like, I just can't see that happening. I don't know why. So, with AJ Styles, since he's out of the main event title picture, apparently WWE has big plans for AJ Styles after his loss to Roman Reigns at Extreme Rules, which we were all very, very pissed about in the crowd. Honestly, what I think they're going to be doing, like, obviously, like, he broke up with the club and all that, if you watch Raw. I think they're going to do a whole AJ versus the club rivalry.
I wanted them to do the club versus the Bulletproof Balor Club.
How would that work?
Balor and AJ versus Gallows and Anderson, and then Balor turns on AJ.
That could work too.
I think I also said that last episode that I wanted the club versus the Bulletproof Balor Club. Have two clubs. There could only be one club, you know. I think it could work.
Balor turning heel would be great. We never saw it in NXT and we probably never will. So
Yeah.
It was like the same thing with Big E. Like,
he also, this big news could be feuding with Cena, possibly, as I mentioned before.
What, with AJ?
Yeah, Cena versus AJ. Be a good way to put AJ over.
I can't see them. Nah, he won't put AJ over.
Put Owens over.
Well, yeah, because they just want to skyrocket Owens. Like, I don't think they're going to skyrocket AJ Styles.
I don't know. I mean,
like, Owens is... how old is Owens? Like, 30, 33? Like, he still has, like, a... Because he still has, like, plenty of years on. Like, AJ's freaking 38. He has, like, at least 5 at most. Like, I don't think he's going to be, like, Undertaker and wrestle until he's freaking 60 years old. Which I can't believe he's still old doing this stuff.
Yeah, Taker's one of the best.
All right, so leading into
the
we're gonna end off with
in
very giant
the
news.
Wrestling world in the past probably 5 months, year, 6 months, 2 years. I don't know.
There is going to be a brand split with SmackDown going live starting on July 19th.
I thought they scrapped this. I seriously thought they scrapped this.
I didn't think they scrapped it. I thought they're gonna lead into it being like, let's see, like, Stephanie can't take Shane anymore. Stephanie being like, I'm going to SmackDown and I'm taking half this locker room with me.
I don't know. This is great though, because SmackDown is gonna be good again. Raw's gonna be even greater.
However, like, I don't think. Did you see Grimm's video?
What?
Oh, about him.
Like, yeah, I saw a little bit of it.
All right, so if you don't know who we're talking about Grimm's Toy Show, another YouTuber on basically YouTube who's like a huge wrestling fan, etc.
Yeah, collects a lot of all the wrestling action figures.
So what he was saying was like that Raw shouldn't be 3 hours anymore.
That's what a lot of people are saying.
Like he made a very great point there. Like, why would you want to oversaturate with this filler time when he's just separated with two? Like but the thing with him is he was like completely against the brand split. Like. Mm-hmm. Like, I was completely against... That's actually the first time I was actually against it with anything,
I'm fine with the brand split, but they can't overdo it. Because it'll happen... It'll just go into what happened last time. Like, it's good for a few years, and then it turns really crappy.
Wait, what do you mean, like, turn, like, really crappy? Like, I didn't mind it at all. I was 4. Like, it gave me a reason to watch both shows.
I don't know. I think I just lost interest after a while.
And remember on Sunday when they were advertising for SmackDown come New Jersey on November 1st?
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, I'm not going to go there.
And I said, if they have a brand split, then I will go to it. Well, guess what? There's a brand split now, and I'm highly considering about going.
I know. It's just for SmackDown, though, so I'm not really sure. But
You're going to have a unique roster by then,
I'm not paying $120 just to go see SmackDown.
I'm 50-50 with it right now.
Yeah,
Now I'm considering going.
I don't know.
We're already going to WrestleMania like a few months after, so
yeah.
Tiggs going to sell that time too, so we should. Mm-hmm. That's the time you got to start saving.
Also, to go along with the brand split, the draft's coming back, which is huge. It's going to be awesome.
That was one of my favorite part when I was
July 11th, and Lesnar is advertised for it.
Ooh, I wonder what they're going to be doing with him. I think they're just going to keep him on Raw. Actually, no, or Paul Heyman can be like, my client, Brock Lesnar, can appear on any show
wants
to.
That's what I was just about to say.
I want that promo to happen so bad. Like, Shane, I don't know what they're going to be doing with the draft. I don't know if they're going to be doing a lottery or having, like, the matches that they used to back in the old days.
I think they should have a lottery and matches. They should do both.
I'll be okay with that.
I think that's what they did back in 2011, I think, was the last draft.
I don't think they did.
God, I'm old.
I don't think they did a lottery, though. Back in the day, used to be able to do a lottery, but I just really want Paul and be like, yeah, my client, Brock Lesnar,
will appear on whatever show he pleases.
And kicks anybody's ass he wants to. That would be amazing. And the reason why they're going to be doing this brand split again, they're just trying to get SmackDown more viewers.
That's fine, because I've been complaining about SmackDown for months and years now. Like I said a few episodes back, I used to watch SmackDown all the time. I don't anymore. I'll watch the replays and match clips on YouTube, and that's it. That's as far as that goes.
They do have a couple like decent matches on SmackDown. Like, they had AJ Owens on there for the first time ever, and I was just like, wow, this is pretty good. And then they had it on Monday. I was just like, I'm even more blown away. Just try to equal out the show. Make them both A-plus shows, in my opinion.
With one thing that it's kind of not going to be not equal is the women's matches, because they're possibly putting them only on one show, which would be Raw, because it's their main show.
And plus, they could use the I was about to say the, they could use the women's filler time for that.
With yeah, the and hours. I think they're only going to do the main roster women on Raw, and possibly the NXT women on SmackDown.
You know what I want to happen? I want to have like a just one women's show.
Yeah.
Like, that would be great. Like, just have, like
a, take away superstars.
Just add an hour, just like 1 hour mostly just women's wrestling, mm-hmm. building storylines, like with NXT. Like, that would be great.
We wish, man.
Like, hell, like, even take away main event, take away superstars, like...
Yeah, and just put in a women's show.
And have it exclusively on WWE Network.
Anyone could appear from NXT or main roster. Anybody could be in a feud. They could get,
It would be great.
They could get old talent back, like Mickie James. And
I think she's doing shit with another promotion, sadly.
Nah, I think she's a free agent.
Are you sure? I heard she was with Global Force Wrestling last time I read. I don't know if she's gone from there now.
I'm not getting into Global Force this episode.
Yeah, we talked about it a couple episodes ago.
Anyway, with the roster split, I think it's safe to assume that WWE should be bringing in a second world title.
Yes.
I'm fine with that because that just gives more people more chances to be champion.
And please give Dean Ambrose that title. Please and thank you.
Have him win the WWE title.
Just have him win the secondary title.
I don't know. Even though when the World Heavyweight Championship was a thing, like the big gold belt I'm talking about, when people won it, I was like, oh, cool, he's a world champion. But he's not the champion. He's not the WWE champion. You know, I just... There's something about the WWE championship that's so special to the person who holds it. It's different from the big gold belt.
Yeah, like with Punk, like, he was a champion for... He was a WWE champion for a mm-hmm. whole year, which was very amazing throughout, I want to say, freshman year.
I don't care. Put a second title.
Yeah, I'm...
You give it to Cesaro, Zayn, you give it to anybody, I don't
But here's
care.
The thing, like, in the hard part, like, what are they going to name it? Like...
They'll probably just bring back the big gold belt.
They'll just name it the SmackDown belt.
For the SmackDown Championship.
It's literally just
God,
gonna,
I hope it, that doesn't happen.
It's literally just going to be SmackDown logo. It's literally just going to be the
Knock
Smack-
on wood.
It's literally just going to be the SmackDown logo on a freaking gold plate.
Oh, yeah, and I hope they get a new theme song, too. Because I hate the theme song.
Go on and on and on and on.
And, to end it off...
It's decent. Whatever. And rumored SmackDown GM is revealed to be, drum roll please, Shane McMahon. He's rumored to be the SmackDown GM. I honestly can't see him running SmackDown at all.
Yeah, I could see Shane running Raw and see Stephanie running SmackDown.
Well, I mean, well, Stephanie run SmackDown before, I think back in, like, 2003.
Yeah, 2003, when she was the billionaire princess.
Well, I think she was a face that time, too.
I don't know.
If that does happen, like, it just drafts... That's drafting will be interesting to say.
It's huge news. I can't wait for it to happen.
Oh, we all can't wait.
That Raw is going to be amazing.
The IWC cannot wait.
Yeah.
And I cannot wait for when Paul Heyman comes out and tells Shane and Stephanie right to their faces, my client can go on any show he wants and kick ass. Goodbye. Mic drop. Leaves. I can literally see him just doing a mic drop and just
The
leaving.
IWC also hopes that Apollo Crews gets drafted back to NXT.
And bring Tyler Breeze with you. God. And bring Tyler Breeze with you, please.
Anyway... Thanks for listening, and
be sure to subscribe
on iTunes, which is
oh yeah, that's
pretty
little bit
crazy.
Of our big announcement.
Yeah, we finally got on iTunes. I finally pulled off some miracles last night. Got a SoundCloud going, got it on iTunes.
Well, you can go tell them like what the SoundCloud stuff is. I have nothing to do with this. I'm mainly responsible for the mm-hmm. YouTube channel and stuff. You're with iTunes and SoundCloud.
Yeah. So As of right now, only the first episode is up, but by the time this gets out, all three episodes will be out.
And we gotta rename it Post to Post, a Wrestling Podcast.
Hopefully. I think I could change it.
I want to change, like, because, like, it's just gonna be, like,
all I don't know, stuff, it asked for the channel name on SoundCloud, or, in, like, the SoundCloud channel.
Oh.
I put Post to Post, because that's what the fucking channel's called. That's not what the show's called, but...
I mean, it's basically whatever. Post to Post.
I'll try and fix it. If not, hopefully. You guys know what we are.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for listening.
All right, we'll see you guys next time.
We'll see you guys next week.
Woo.